Hey, thanks a lot, and welcome back to Farm Talk, McCare, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Heading up to Grand Forks and visiting with NDSU Extension, Caitlin Landis. Hello, Caitlin.
Hey, Mick, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. So, what'd you get for snow up there in the Highway 2 corridor?
Look, you know, the ground is covered, but it doesn't look like a whole lot, and the sun was shining for a little bit, so it might have melted some. But yeah, a couple inches, you know, not 4 to 6. So happy with that.
Yeah, 4 to 6 is what I'm looking at out my window right now.
And you can keep it for now, I think.
Yeah, boy, it sure plugged up the corn harvest for sure. I suppose that also up in your neighborhood has come to a halt, or are guys still moving today?
I would imagine that it's probably halted some. You know, it's not snowing at the moment, so maybe people will get back out moving if they were stopped. Yeah, there's still some corn left out there, and also some sunflowers left to combine too. So I suppose if there's any snow kind of sitting on the sunflower heads, they might be stopped for a little while. But hopefully it can get maybe close to above freezing so that it can kind of continue and maybe melt some of that off.
Yeah, and I don't know how much we're going to melt next week, but I'm thinking the first week of November might be nicer than this week. Wouldn't that be a treat?
Yeah, you know, I thought that the long forecast was saying a chance of above average temperature, so I was hoping for a little bit longer of some warmer weather. But, you know, we do need some moisture in the area, so I guess, you know, maybe my personal opinions of the snow isn't always the best either.
I think most farmers agree with you. This snow sucks. This is not good at all. So, all right. Well, I guess, harvest progress, pretty good, coming to a halt. What kind of quality or quantity of corn and soybeans did you harvest up there?
Yeah, so it was fairly variable, I think, kind of just depending on where we were. The county is fairly large, so I think there's a lot of differences in just with how much moisture there was during the spring and how in the summer and how spring's work really panned out. I know that it seemed like a fairly short growing season for some, with just having some of the challenges of this early spring and kind of mudding in some of the crop, and then that frost in September that kind of put everything to a halt in growth. So depending on, you know, where you are and who you talk to, the soybean crop, I think, overall and across the county was probably a little less than average to average. The frost did kind of halt that and cause some smaller pods in areas. You know, the tops didn't quite get mature, depending on the maturity of the soybeans. And then, again, with, like, the corn, I think it just depends on where you were. If you had to mud it in this spring, I think that kind of had an effect on kernel size and cob size. And then others who were able to get in on time or early are looking at a decent crop. So, yeah, really variable, and that's probably true with some of the other crops as well. It just kind of depends on where you are. I know some had a great dry bean year, and others really struggled just with the conditions that they were given.
Yeah, and to add to the story there, last week I was in the Grafton area and visited with Art up there in Minto, and he said, you know, that 8-9 inch rain at the end of July, first part of August, just put the kibosh. He had one of the worst wheat crops and edible bean crops in long time, but 3-4 miles west, they had some of the best crops ever. So, yeah, a lot of variability.
Yep, that's right. It was after that big rain in July, it was kind of hard to see, you know, some of the wheat fields that were just fully almost, you know, heading out and brown with some of the drown out. So you never hope for that, and it definitely kind of averages out some of your yields pretty quickly.
Yeah, and after the last two falls that have been just a nightmare for harvest and, you know, the weird 2020, maybe 2021 will be more, improved weather for growing a great crop. All we can do is keep our fingers crossed, huh?
That's right. Hope for a good spring and a little bit of rain, but start off, you know, better than some maybe did this year.
For sure. All right, what does NDSU Extension have going in Grand Forks County here in the days and weeks to come?
Well, I've wrapped up, I think a lot of the seasonal ag alerts and things like that. It's still different with COVID, and, I think we're having a lot of conversations about how to plan our winter meetings this next winter, and with pesticide training and things like that, how we're going to offer some of those. So it's still a little bit up in the air. There are definitely some online talks. I'm sure you've talked with Abby. She's got the dirt workshop coming up. I think they're figuring out if we can kind of get something figured out for Roundup. And then the International Crop Expo in February. So there's just a lot of questions, I think, about how to handle some of that and what's going to be live and what's going to be canceled or in person. And, so nothing in the immediate future, I guess.
Yeah, well, the common denominator for all that you talked about is safety and staying healthy. So everybody will do what's right. Okay, Caitlin Landis, NDSU Extension, Grand Forks County, thank you so very much for the update. Have a good rest of the week.
Thanks, Mick. You as well.
All righty, will do.